With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will speak before Congress next hour in hopes of bolstering U.S. support for continuing Israel's fight against Hamas and other adversaries. Thousands of protesters expected. Workers have erected a black metal fence around the White House. President Biden tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern will address the nation about his dropping out of the 2024 race for the White House.
For the past week, the president was sidelined with COVID at his Delaware beach home. While there, he decided to end his reelection bid following mounting pressure from Democrats. Tonight from the Oval Office, he will talk to the country about his decision and the remaining months of his administration.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. regulators are investigating how Delta Airlines is treating passengers affected by canceled and delayed flights as that airline struggles to recover from a global technology outage. Aviation analyst Jim Hetzel says he thinks Delta will bounce back quickly from the problems.
This is not customary for Delta. They've always kind of exemplified themselves as being very operationally sound. I do believe they are working diligently to recover, and I would expect them to see big improvements again within probably the next couple days.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg announced the Delta investigation on the X social media platform. Firefighters in the West scrambling as wildfires threaten communities in Oregon, California, and Washington. A stretch of Interstate 84 connecting Oregon and Idaho in the area where one of the fires was has closed that interstate indefinitely. Lightning sparked wildfires in the Sierra, also near the California-Nevada border, have closed a state highway at that location. This is SRN News. A professor fights for his First Amendment rights.
After Dr. Alan Josephson stated he doesn't think sex change operations on small children are a good idea, the University of Louisville fired him. Josephson is a distinguished child psychiatrist. He's led the university's Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry and Psychology since 2003. He's filed suit now against the school with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, and his case is now before the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire has signed a bill to keep males off of female sports teams. His action adds that state to nearly half in the nation that have adopted similar measures. The bill passed by the Republican-led legislature would require schools to designate all teams as either girls, boys, or co-ed, with eligibility based on students' birth certificates or other evidence. This is SRN News. The Federal Trade Commission is looking into so-called surveillance pricing practices.
The FTC has ordered information from eight companies that the agency says offer products and services that use personal data to set prices based on a shopper's individual characteristic. The agency says it's seeking to better understand the opaque market of surveillance pricing practices using consumer data, including credit information, location, and browsing history, to charge different customers different prices for the same goods. The FTC said it sent orders to MasterCard, Revionix, Bloomreach, J.B. Morgan Chase, Task Software, Proz, Accenture, and McKinney & Company. I'm Norman Hall.
Louis Gigliotti just recently got his veteran benefits. They came 78 years after the 103-year-old World War II veteran was discharged from the U.S. Army. The Alaska man never knew there were veteran benefits like free health care. More details at SRNNews.com.